With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israeli troops and Hamas gunmen battled outside Gaza's largest hospital, where Israel says the terrorist group established command posts underneath hospitals using civilians as human shields. Prime Minister Netanyahu pushing back against international calls for a ceasefire, saying Israel's battle to crush Hamas would continue with full force, adding a ceasefire would only be possible if all of the 239 hostages taken October 7th are released. Elsewhere, pro-Palestinian supporters took to the streets of London demanding a ceasefire in the siege of Gaza.
Police estimated that some 300,000 people took part, snaking their way through the city from Hyde Park to the U.S. Embassy about 3 miles away. Assistant Commissioner Matt Twist said the march was the largest in London since the start of the conflict. The day unfolded in a backdrop of tensions fueled by Home Secretary Suella Braverman, who called for the march to be blocked out of respect for Armistice Day events marking the end of World War I. Organisers of the pro-Palestinian demonstration say they took steps to ensure it doesn't conflict with Armistice Day events. Meanwhile, police arrested over 80 people who were part of a group of counter-protesters trying to reach the main protest march in search of confrontation. Karen Chamas, London.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden observed Veterans Day at Arlington National Cemetery, saying America has many obligations, especially to veterans.
We only have one truly sacred obligation, to prepare those we send into harm's way and to care for them and their families when they return home.
The president laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. Meanwhile, the president, Chinese leader Xi Jinping, gearing up for talks next week at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit to be held in San Francisco. No word, though, on what's going to be on their agenda. This is SRN News. Colorado homeless are the subject of a big campaign.
The Denver Mattress Company will donate $15 for every mattress it sells in November to CityGate Network, an association of just over 300 Christian homeless shelters across the country. The company will do a dollar-for-dollar match in each sale of up to $150,000. CityGate Rescue Missions provide food and shelter to homeless people, as well as share the gospel with them. They also help with drug treatment and job training. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Namibia rejecting a treaty with the European Union for fear it would require the conservative African nation to embrace abortion along with the LGBT agenda. Earlier this year, the nation passed a bill barring the recognition of gay marriage anywhere in the country. In fact, several African countries are casting doubt on the EU treaty because of the abortion and sexuality issues. This is SRN News. A look back at history, thanks to a former First Lady.
Lady Bird Johnson began recording an audio diary in the days after Lyndon Johnson became president in 1963, following the assassination of President John Kennedy. She also recorded interviews and narrated home movies. Recent projects include a documentary called The Lady Bird Diaries. It premieres Monday on Hulu, also a University of Texas podcast, and an exhibit in Austin at the LBJ Presidential Library. Jason Walker reporting.
The Fisher-Price Corn Popper makes it into the National Toy Hall of Fame, joining baseball cards, Cabbage Patch Kids, and Nerf foam toys as part of the class of 2023 in Rochester, New York. Check out more details. Log on to srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.